I'm Peggy Sellers, and this is The Daily Thread, helping you find the thread of God's presence in your everyday life. It is my practice to go back and forth between the New Testament and the Old as I study the Bible. So a few years ago, as I finished the wonderful story of the life, death, and resurrection of our Lord Jesus as told by John, and then I returned to the Old Testament, to the book of Ecclesiastes, and I read, "Vanity of vanities, all is vanity." It was a bit startling, but this pessimistic and yet honest account from the preacher tells us a lot about the human heart. The writer had set his heart to explore and seek everything: wisdom, folly, madness, pleasure, wealth, work, love. And as he set about exploring the world's pleasures, he concluded that it was all futile, vain, and empty. In fact, it was downright despairing. You work hard and do well, but when you die, you leave it all to a foolish son who just wastes it. No matter how hard you work, there's never true rest. Setting his mind on wisdom and knowledge, the preacher makes these observations. Chapter 1, verse 4, a generation goes and a generation comes. Verse 5, the sun rises and the sun sets. Verse 6, blowing toward the south, then toward the north, the wind continues swirling along. Verse 7, all the rivers flow into the sea, and yet the sea is not full. His conclusion is stark in verses 8 and 9. All things are wearisome. Man is not able to tell it. The eye is not satisfied with seeing, nor is the ear filled with hearing. That which has been is that which will be, and that which has been done is that which will be done. So there is nothing new under the sun. We cannot argue with his point there, but we can look ahead. The preacher says, "I've seen all the works which have been done under the sun, and behold, all is vanity and striving after wind. What is crooked cannot be straightened, and what is lacking cannot be counted." Verses 14 and 15. And we say, nothing is impossible for our God. He didn't see the day that Jesus came. He didn't know, with all his wisdom and knowledge, that God would do a new thing, something far above anything he could have imagined. Oh, how thankful we are that there was something new under the sun. There was Jesus. He can make the crooked straight. He can fill what is lacking. He is above the wisdom of all men. As Paul wrote, "For the word of the cross is to those who are perishing foolishness, but to us who are being saved, it is the power of God." Paul goes on, "Where is the wise man? Where is the scribe? Where is the debater of this age? Has not God made foolish the wisdom of the world? For since in the wisdom of God, the world, through its wisdom, did not come to know God, God was well pleased through the foolishness of the message preached to save those who believe. And God has chosen the foolish things of the world to shame the wise, and God has chosen the weak things of the world to shame the things which are strong." Eventually, the preacher did learn some valuable lessons of the heart. He learned that God made everything appropriate in its time, that he has also set eternity in our hearts, yet so that man will not find out the work which God has done from the beginning even to the end. The writer realized that God judges both the righteous and the wicked, that God tests us so we can see our own beastly hearts, that we need to stop and think about death to be serious about life because of eternity. He learned that even though the hearts of men are full of evil and insanity, there is hope. In wisdom, we can direct our minds and hearts to God. All is in his hands. He is the giver of gladness and true joy. Father, all we can say is thank you. Thank you that life is not vanity. We have a purpose. We have a Savior who came to free us from the wearisome ways of the world and to give us abundant life in his love and grace. We do not strive after wind. We strive after Christ, cling to the one who gave his life that we might truly live. Praise God. Amen. The The Daily Thread is a podcast from Zephyr Hills Alliance Church. To learn more about the ministries of our church, find us on Facebook or on our website, zaccma.org.